beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
I have a hard out at 6:30.
What?
Where are you going?
Where are you going? You have to tell your story.
We're trying to connect here.
You want me to tell my story?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My story is, I am not at home in this family. You ridicule me. You bond with each other behind my back. You roll your eyes at me.
You don't roll our eyes.
You just did it. You just did it.
She's right, you roll your eyes.
Thank you. Once for sticking up for me. You know, when Buzzy left, I thought that no one would ever believe in me again. But then I met Trevor.
Who's Trevor?
He's the gay who comes with my room.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by something. I don't know, I usually have a product sitting on my desk that I could just look at and make something up, but there's literally nothing on my desk.
Hershey's.
It's like my cat walked through here and knocked things off, and now there's nothing here. So it's just brought to you by nothing. It's our first Thursday night show. We have no sponsor, whatever.
Brought to you by Thursdays.
Check them out on the web at Thursdays.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI for a I have no idea. A discount. I'm just drawing a complete blank. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined from the Thursday free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
If only, Daniel. If only it was a Thursday free state.
You were the one that suggested. You know the shtick that whatever the sponsor is, that you live in a sponsor-free state. So by you saying Thursday, you really just kind of like we're wishing it upon yourself, Adam. That's all it is. And I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
I feel like something's different. I'm in the studio. I'm here. The chat room feels a little different. The energy is a little bit different in here.
It is.
It's all a little askew.
It is. Because, you know, you wanted to move a while back.
Oh.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
That's true.
A while back, you had mentioned that you wanted to move, and then we kind of let it drop, and we never really chose another night. And then something came up in my life where I wanted to be free on Sunday nights. And so I was
World
like...
World of Warcraft?
Yes. And so I was just basically like, oh, do you still want to move? Let's move. And it turns out Thursday nights were open. It worked for both of us. So here we are on
Thursday.
It's kind of
like Mark
night.
And I. We're like, you know, do you want to move? Do you want to move into a new... Yeah, let's move. Oh, we're getting kicked out. We're going to move into a new place. And then you get to the new place and the hot water doesn't work.
Right.
And there are big wolf spiders.
We don't have wolf spiders. They're called listeners. And, you know, Adam, it is 9:34 p.m. on a Thursday evening. And that can now, from this point forward, only mean one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most wolf spider-free chat room, I might add. Adam, who's joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have Crone, we have Gary MC, Icy Greg, Lamont Cranston, Mr. Magoo, Bleepity McBleep Nuts.
Oh, now you
Steelers
can't even,
fan.
Now you can't even wait. You can say Shitty McFuck.
We have Turnip Head.
Now Turnip Head was in here when we got here. I don't think he's actually here.
Well, his name is in the chat. I mean, I don't know.
But it's Thursday night. It's RuPaul's Drag Race night. He's probably was at a bar watching RuPaul's Drag Race, which just ended moments before this show started.
But you guys don't broadcast that recap show live, do you?
No, we don't. And we're recording it. Since this is the finale tonight, we're actually recording our recap show tomorrow night, which is going to be insane. So just a whole big bunch of podcasty goodness coming at you. if you're a RuPaul Drag Race fan. I'm not going to spoil. This is so weird because the only people I would be spoiling it for would be the chat room. Because by the time this show goes out tonight, the show will have aired. But then there's some people, like, not to mention any names, Taylor the Latte Boy, who, you know, buy the episode on iTunes and don't get it until Saturday. So, you know, I won't spoil who won. Let me just say, I'm not going to say anything because then I would spoil who won. So I'm not going to say anything, Adam. Just not going to say anything. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, don't say anything. Although I can't even say that because some people who listen might know who and who not you wanted to win.
Exactly.
So I can't even say whether you were happy, sad.
Right. I am nothing, Adam. I am completely
neutral.
I am neutral in the entire thing. I have no feelings on it one way or the other. That is exactly how it is. Adam, you know,
you could care less.
I could care less. I got a voicemail several weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'd never talked about it on the show, but I was going to, but I saved the voicemail. Let me see if I can call my voicemail here. I'm going to have to hold your ears here. Hold your ears. I have to unplug something and then plug my phone into the mixing board here. What do we got? What?
You have no messages in your mailbox. Main menu. To create a greeting, press 3.
What?
For mailbox options, press 4. For password security, press 5. Mailbox options. For group list, press 1.
This is so insane. All right, shut up. Wait, why do I not have, I saved them. Why are they not saved?
You have no messages in your mailbox. Main menu. To create a greeting, press 3.
Okay. Well, I was going to play you the voicemail that I had saved, and apparently it's deleted them.
They deleted it. They went in and deleted it from your mailbox,
that
Daniel.
That was shady. All right, so I'll give you the gist of it. The gist of it was, is I got this email. Now I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. I got a voicemail. Oh, shit. Wrong button. Hold on
a
second.
Thursday nights. I know. Thursday nights, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Let me answer the phone.
Hey, this is Mike in Austin calling for the celebrity death phone.
Yeah.
It's a very sad day. King Bhumibol, also known as Rama 9, King of Thailand, the world's longest serving monarch, has passed.
Wow. That was
an
abrupt
ending. You know how long that monarch served for?
3 days.
70 years, Daniel.
70 years.
70 years.
All right, well, I guess we're giving it to him. Congratulations, Mike and Austin, for winning that.
And these are not in order of death, by the way, everyone. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
My thing alphabetizes them, so they're actually in alphabetical order, and I don't care.
Okay, great. They're in alphabetical order, and I don't care. They're in alphabetical order, and I don't care. So what was I going to say? Oh, so I got this voicemail, Adam. It was a very urgent voicemail, a very pleading, urgent voicemail, and that's a total lie because it came from a robot voice. But the robot voice basically said, "This is a phone call from the IRS to inform you that we are, you know, they are threatening, or that the lawsuit is pending." Blah blah blah. It was very dire. It was very dire that they were going to sue me, and I had to call them back at this number, and immediately, blah blah blah. Now here's the thing, right? Now in any given normal year, I would have just been like, oh, this is a mistake. There's something wrong with this, whatever. But I just went through a divorce, and the last taxes that I would have filed were joint taxes that Robert did. So I had no idea what went on with my taxes last year. I just wrote him, you know, I didn't even write him a check. I transferred money to him for my tax part of it. Because, here's the thing. It's like, so I didn't know, right? And so I was kind of like, oh shit, this is scary. And it's like, all right, well, that's fine. I will call them then. And the thing is, this call came in on like a, what was it? Like a Friday afternoon or something. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let it ruin my weekend. I'm just going to call them on Monday or something like that. And I lost sleep over this, Adam. You just had that knot in my stomach.
You were messaging. We have this little group message thing that some of us do, and you were messaging, oh my God, guys, I don't know if it's blah, 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 blah. I don't know if this is real or not, but I can't sleep. And like, I can't.
I didn't say, you were making that up. I didn't do that.
I can scroll back through the chat.
The one thing that I meant, by the time I said something in that group chat, I had already called them and figured out it was a scam, because they were basically, someone said, oh yeah, it's a scam. Oh, I just gave it away. Adam, thank you for letting me ruin the story. I was building it up. I was building up the suspense. And then you just completely ruined it right there. Thank you so much, Adam.
I think, was anyone in doubt? I mean, did anyone really think this was a real call? Listeners, if you thought it was a real call up until this point, please give us a call at whatever our phone number is.
Oh, wow, you don't
even
know.
Or email us, contact@dubiousintent.com.
By the way, our phone number is 229-234-7587. Here's the thing, though.
Let us know.
Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. I know it's a scam now. I get it.
The chat room has been screaming this whole time. It's a scam.
No, all right. You know what? Hindsight, people. I think I just qualified it by saying any given time in my life, I would have not thought twice about it. But because I didn't actually do my taxes last year, someone else did. And it was in the middle of a contentious divorce. And so I'm like, oh, great. Something got fucked up. Blah, blah, blah. I wasn't thinking scam. Because that's not the thing that just jumped into my head, right? They weren't demanding money. They were just saying that they were going to sue me, right? So I call the number. Here's the point. I call the number. Right off the bat, it's like for people that make the amount of money that they... Let me find this...
It had to be something like, and I'm not going to get this right, but it had to be something like, hello, this is the IRS?
No. It's
Bob.
It's better than that. It's better than that, Adam, because when I called it, it was clearly, it was like a 305 number or something like that. And there's this news story that I'm reading right here from the reason that I'm bringing it up this week is because there was just a news story that came out last week where the Indian police have arrested 70 people on behest of the American government for the and they're questioning hundreds of more people after uncovering this massive scam, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the scam brought in more than $150,000 a day. Right. So if the scam that amounted that much daily would have made almost $55 million in 1 year. But here's the thing. For people that made that much money, they had the shittiest phone system because it's clearly like a voice over IP thing that wasn't working right because you would call it and it would be like. And then hang up on you. And you're like, what the fuck was that? And then you'd call.
Sounds like a WebEx session between my work and our India
and then
office and
you
or
call,
something like that.
And then you call it again and he's just like. And then you're like, all right, great. I'm on my cell phone. Fuck. I'm gonna go to a landline. I'll call him from a landline. So he's like, call him from a landline. It's like. So I had to call these people four times before I actually got someone that I could understand. And I'm using scare quotes here when I say understand because it was the worst broken English that I've ever heard in my life. And he was from the IRS. He was Agent Smith. Some really stupid name. Agent Smith. He had a case number. So he gave me the case number.
Of course.
He gave me, no, because I've watched YouTube videos of other people and they don't go into as much detail, right? He gave me a case number. And of course, I'm sitting at my desk. And so as he gave me a case number, I'm Googling the case number. And then I find, forums where people are like, oh, yeah, they told me that my case number was this and it was Agent Smith and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, he basically wanted, some information from me, like my zip code and stuff like that. And I was just like, look, you're saying that you're going to sue me. So how much do you, you owe, $11,526. And I just, oh, that's it. Oh, well, that's nothing. Can I just give you that now? And, do you have that in cash? Because we do not take credit cards. And it was just like,
how do you take cash over the phone? Wait.
No. Here's the thing. He wanted me to go to the bank and withdraw the money. And then send it via,
mail it to them?
No, like a Western Union or something like that. Anyway, point is, I hung up on them. But it was just I just wanted to know how much they were asking for. So, yeah.
Good for you, Daniel.
But I was saying, I lost several days of sleep over this thing.
Oh,
because,
now it's several days of sleep.
It was because it was a Friday afternoon. I lost sleep on Saturday and Sunday. I had that knot in my stomach and stuff because I'm sitting there thinking, Robert fucked me over. He took the money that I gave him and just ran. And he's like, God damn it. Now I'm going to have to pay. And I'm thinking, because I think I paid the IRS $1,000 last year. So it's I'm thinking, oh, great. I'm going to have to come up with another $1,000 to pay them and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there you go, Adam. That was thank you for ruining my
Steelers fan in the chat room, Daniel Brewer, you owe $10,000 in back taxes. We take Prince albums and Finding Prince Charming episodes as payments.
Uh. news. New Delphi Indian police have arrested 70 people and are questioning hundreds more after uncovering a massive scam to cheat thousands of Americans out of $1 million by posting as U.S. tax authorities and demanding unpaid taxes, a police officer said on Thursday. According to police in Mumbai, the year-long scam involved running fake call centers which sent voicemail messages telling U.S. nationals to call back because they owed back taxes. Some victims were also told to buy gift vouchers from various companies and hand over the voucher ID numbers, which the imposters then used to make purchases, the police said. Police said they are likely to file charges against many of the 600 or more people still being questioned on suspicion of running the fake call center housed on several stories of a Mumbai office building. Now, if you want to, like, if you're bored one day and you really just like have nothing better to do, Auntie Vera, you might want to go to YouTube and just type in IRS scam, because what happens is there's these people that film themselves calling them back and then just keeping them on the phone as long as possible. And it's like, the best one was the guy that was like giving him iTunes gift card numbers. He's like, all right, I need you to read me the digits on the back. And he's like going 2AZK.
Wait, is that two?
What did you say? K? Did you say K or is it K? Oh, wait, A. Two. No, I don't need you to start over. Is that, oh, okay. Start over. All right. A. Two. Anyway.
There was a guy that actually created either a computer program or just a recording that he would play whenever, and he would call these people back and he wouldn't even be there. He would just play it and then see how long they would stay on the line without even a real person talking to them. And it was like, oh, wait a minute. Honey, I'm on the phone. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't remember what you were saying. Could you start over? You know, and it would be something like that. Anyway.
So there you go.
Well, I'm sorry. I am sorry that you had that stress. That, you know.
It was one of those things. But you know what? He's like, all right, Adam, have you ever had really bad constipation?
I don't think so.
You've never in your life like had, you know, like 2 or 3 days where you just couldn't take a dump. Because you were sick or because of something or whatever. And then when you finally can poop, it's like the greatest fucking feeling in the world. It's just like going, oh dear God. It's like having an orgasm on the toilet. Or it's just like, oh my God, that felt so.
And it is kind of a fucking feeling for
that,
some people.
I know, that felt so good to take that huge dump. This is kind of like what it was. It's like Friday, tight knot in the stomach. Saturday, still tense. And I would try not to think about it. And then, you know, I wouldn't think of, I don't remember what it was. I went to the woods. I went camping, right? So I'm in the camping. I would try not to think about it.
You can't poop in the woods.
Try not to think about it and everything. And then on Monday when I called and realized it was a scam, it's just like, oh, just like this total zen kind of relaxed feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, thank God. Thank God. Because I didn't want to, you know, go into this thing where it's like, you know, where Robert was being mean. I shouldn't mention, Robert did nothing wrong, by the way. So just, I want to make that clear. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Automotive journalist and Cannonball Run founder, Brock Yates, dead at 82. Car and Driver magazine will never be the same. Okay, bye.
I understood the words that were said there, but not exactly the meanings of them. What do you say, Adam? Yes or no?
I don't know. He wrote the screenplay, or he was the writer of Cannonball Run or something like that. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. We give so many to RT. I think I'm just going to say no on that one.
He's not in the chat room. He's not in the chat room tonight, so he can't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He can't. I'm moving these things up so that you, you know, there.
Oh, okay. Well, so I have a bunch of little tiny that'll take like a minute a piece. So
everything else you see there on the list is very tiny.
Well, my stuff is tiny as well.
Really? You know, Adam, millions of people have seen your stuff on the internet. It's like, you know, it's not the hugest in the world, but it's certainly not tiny.
Well, tonight, it's tiny stuff. Anyway, so speaking of being frustrated and stressed out, I've been stressed out recently for a couple of reasons. And one of them is... I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that I ordered a bunch of LED lights and stuff like that on Amazon, and then I gave the wrong address.
I don't remember
I
do not remember this.
Oh, well, I thought I mentioned it. Well, anyway, I ordered a bunch of LED lights and all that kind of stuff, and Amazon keeps your previous addresses, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And it still had my old address as the default address. So I, for whatever reason, missed it when I was going through the process. And they had, and I realized as soon as I clicked buy or whatever, you know, I realized, oh my God, these things are going to the incorrect address.
Yes.
And it was a big order. I mean, it was a bunch of stuff. It was a bunch of different stuff. And so I called them and I did all this stuff. And finally, they had to refund me. And I just had to reorder all of the stuff.
Right.
So
wait, I seem to recall this. I seem now. Yeah. Now that you say that, I seem to recall. Okay.
So, and then like a week later, I got a thing from the Postal Service saying you need to come pick up your shit. And I didn't go pick it up because I don't want it. I've gotten the anyway. So then the other day, I wear Bluetooth headphones.
Yes.
And that's how I listen to my podcast all day. And, you know, I don't like to have a wire like hanging down and all that.
Like you do right now.
Like I do right now. But I mean, this is different. I mean, when I'm walking around work and all that kind of
those
stuff.
Those look like, what are you wearing? Sony MDRs?
It's Sennheiser. Oh,
okay. Sennheisers. Okay.
So I went online and I had this, I bought a app that I've got on my phone that where I go in and think and tell it the things I'm going to buy at the grocery store and it gives me money. Mm-hmm. I actually got enough money from them to get a $25 Amazon gift card. So I'm like, I'm going to use that for a little camera mount for my Diva Light and new headphones because my headphones went out. I think the battery's probably just gone and you can't replace the battery. You just have to buy new headphones.
Yes.
And they've lasted for a couple of years. So I went online, I ordered it and didn't think anything about it. And then it said it's going to be delivered on Sunday. And then I got a little notification on my phone that said, oh, this has been delivered. And I didn't.
Wow. So sorry. I don't know how that happened, but let's just get it real fast.
Yeah, hi guys. I say Chris for the Celebrity Death Phone. Celebrity photographer George Barris, dead at 94. Probably most famous for taking the last photos of Marilyn Monroe before she died. Okay, bye.
There you go. Yes. Yes? George
sure.
Barris?
Sure. You know there's a George Barris who designed and created the original Batmobile as well?
I know there was...
Same spelling
Chuck,
and everything?
I know there was Chuck Barris who had the Gong Show. But anyway, Adam, so you got a phone call.
No. Oh, I just got a notification on my phone from Amazon and I didn't really pay close attention to it. And I thought, oh, it's probably been delivered on Monday. And then Tuesday I realized, oh, I got a delivery notification for this thing on Sunday. And I looked at my front door and my back door and in the mailbox and there was nothing there. And I'm like, ugh, I got a delivery notice. What I realized, Daniel, when I looked back at it,
it's for the
is
other
that
address.
Guess what? It was delivered to my freaking old address. And I could have sworn that I went in and changed the default address in Amazon. And I want to keep previous addresses because sometimes, like when you're filling out stuff, it wants previous addresses.
Yeah.
And I want to keep that list in Amazon. In fact, recently they shortened the length of time that they keep the addresses. Mm-hmm. And I lost a bunch of really old ones that I wanted to keep because like when I lived in England, they had my England addresses and I'd like to go on Google Maps sometime and look at where I used to live in England. Now I don't remember the address.
We're on Google.
Or Google. So now I drove by the house during lunch the other day to see if possibly the owner who now lives there had left it on the porch. Nope. There was no box on the porch and I knocked on the door and rang the doorbell. Nobody came. And I don't know how to get a hold of her other than just going back at night and knocking on the door. And I don't like talking to people. And she hasn't tried to contact me that I know. So I'm thinking, should I just reorder that stuff? Because it wasn't that expensive. But then, you know, or should I make another trip over there? Because I spent maybe $20 plus the $25 gift card. So I'm thinking, rather than go through all the stress of going back over there.
Oh, the stress. Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. You can delete them. Just completely delete them out. Because when I found this thing, thanks to Baron Frosty.
They don't keep them, though.
Yeah, no, they actually do. I'm going to tell you right now. Thanks to Baron Frosty. What are you talking about? They don't keep what?
You're saying I can delete the old addresses from Amazon, right?
Yes.
Well, then where do I go when I need to see my old addresses?
I'm telling you right now. Okay, I just want to make sure that we were talking about the same thing. All right, so what Baron Frosty pointed this out to me the other day from his Facebook post. He didn't actually talk to me because, you know, I'm a I'm far too unimportant to be talked to by Baron Frosty. But if you go to Amazon and you go to your account, so actually, you know, the little thing where it says, hello, your name, your account, you click on there and you go to your account. It takes you to your main account page. And right in that first little box there, there's a thing that says download order reports. And if you click on that download order reports, it will actually let you get a report of all the items that you have ordered on Amazon. But the fun thing here is that you can actually set the start date all the way back to the time that your account was created. And then it will take a few minutes or whatever, and then it gives you a spreadsheet that it will download for you. Now, here's the fun thing about this is that I did this, and I downloaded my, why is it launching Web Matrix? That's crazy. But embedded in that, by the way, Adam, is your address, the address that they shipped it to. So all of those items will have, you know what I'm saying? So even items, even addresses that I no longer have saved on Amazon are in this report. It's like they kept the order that they shipped that address to. But yeah, it's crazy. And then the nice thing is at the bottom of it, it totals up how much money you've spent on Amazon for the period that you have specified. And I think
now, where do you do that under your orders? Where do you do that?
Yeah, your orders. And then there's what does it say? It says, not under, go to your account. So click on the little thing that says your account. And then see where it says orders?
Oh, download order report.
Download order report. And then do for items and then do the start date of... Just do January 1st, and when you drop down the year, it will not let you go back further than when your account started. So whatever that the lowest year is under the year is, mine is 2006.
No, see, they did something because I started my account before 2011.
It doesn't matter when you start. It doesn't matter when you start your account. This is the items that you have. So that would be the items that you may have had an Amazon account and not bought anything from them.
What I'm saying to you, Daniel, is when I lived in England, which was back in 2002.
Yes.
I had an Amazon account.
Yes. Did you order
because they had my old British address in their system.
Did you order things from them under your Amazon account?
They had my address in their system.
This is fascinating. All right. So just go ahead and download your thing because I don't know with the whole England thing because that's a different country. And there's always one guy like you, isn't there? There's always some guy like you. Oh, well, I lived in England and so mine is different. It's like, yeah, for those of us who didn't live in England, it was, you know. It was just kind of a thing there.
Anyway, I'm saying I don't think they will go back as far as.
Hey, great. Just go back to 2011. Well, I mean, they didn't your stuff. They didn't ship your stuff to England, though.
They had an.
No, what I'm saying, the stuff that you just bought wasn't shipped to. Oh, my God. This sucks so bad. Let's move back to Sundays because clearly this this was a huge mistake. This is just like a huge, huge mistake.
Well, you're the one that, okay, that's it. I was done with my story. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to go over to her house and knock on the doorbell.
You should. Yeah, I think you should go to her house, knock on the doorbell and be like, hey, and you should drink first too. Hey, I really need you to give me back my stuff, lady.
Yeah.
And say it just
so,
like that.
I don't know. And it's, I spent all of like $20 on it. So I'm probably just going to reorder everything, but who knows? Who knows?
Here's the thing. I downloaded this report and I cannot find it anywhere.
It's okay. We've moved past.
I was just going to tell you the number. I was surprised at how much I had spent on Amazon. And I was going to tell you the number, but that's fine. It's fine. It's not important. I remember it was a lot. Jesus Christ. Thursdays are such a mistake. Except my glasses are fogging up. That's how interesting this is.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Hey!
Singer Joan Marie Johnson, dead at 72. She was a member of the Dixie Cups who had the hit single with Chapel of Love. Okay,
with who?
Bye.
Chapel of Love? Who's Chapel of Love? Who did they have the single with Chapel of Love?
Can you ever understand his?
No.
Joan something with somebody. You'd have to play it again because I wasn't paying attention. But
I see Greg in the chat room says that it was Chapel of Love. So
Dixie Cups,
yeah, the Dixie Cups. I know, but he said it was Dixie Cups, but he was singing with blah blah blah. Here, let's just. I'll get to the end of it here. It's just like here.
The hit single with Chapel of Love. Okay, bye.
He's singing with the Dixie Chep-la-bla-bla. Sing and the hit single with Chapel of Love.
I don't know if it's his phone connection that's the worst or the accent, but the mixture of the two, we cannot, we talk slower and don't have an Australian accent. It depends on which co-host you're talking to, because Daniel, well, I guess you're from the South as well, but you don't have a Southern accent and I do. So, Southern accent, we talk slower.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, everyone. Bruce the Squirrel. I'm Bruce the Squirrel. I'm Australian. I can't even do an Australian accent. I'm not even going to try to do an Australian. I can't do an Australian. That was a failed bit. You know what? I feel like when I do bits on other shows, they come out better. It's this Thursday thing. You know what it is, Adam? Thursday is like the new Sabbath. It's the day that you shouldn't work. It's the day that you should take off. Maybe we should.
I would accept that, except that, you know, we used to work on the Sabbath, and you're saying that this is now worse than it was when we were doing that. So your premise is flawed, Daniel. That is what I'm saying.
Speaking of flawed premises, let's talk about this hurricane that just came through. I don't know if you heard about this or not.
Hurricane. I heard about it from Big Fatty.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to talk about here. Was that, you know, Big Fatty was talking about he spent 3 fucking days on his show. Actually, 3.5, because he spent a good portion of today's show also talking about it, like Thursday's show. Talking about this damn hurricane. Now, I'm from Florida. I was born and raised in Florida, so I am no stranger to hurricanes at all, right? I mean, it's like that was a yearly occurrence in Florida, and it's one of those things where all the local stations just, like, quit doing anything else. They don't play any shows. It is 24 hours, local news people, like, filling time, because the Hurricane Center sends a plane out into the middle of these hurricanes, like, once every 6 hours. So when you see, like, this just in from the Hurricane Center, the barometric pressure at the center of the storm is 13 millibars, and the, the wind speed on the northern eye wall is, 122 miles an hour with gusts of, 160, right? That information only comes in once every 6 hours, but these news stations stay on the air 24 hours. And so for 6 hours at a time, they just keep reporting the exact same information that you've heard, because it's not like you don't know what satellite won't tell you what the wind speed is. They have to send a plane in
there.
But Daniel,
and
they only do it once every 6 hours. Yes.
My meteorologist is so cute. I would watch him say the same barometric pressure over and over and over again. And that's fine.
But it's one of these things where it's like, it is hurricane coverage in the reporting on a hurricane. For those of you who may not know, hurricanes move really slowly. Like, their maximum speed, like a really fast moving hurricane, moves at like 20 to 25 miles an hour. A typical hurricane moves anywhere from 10 to 17 miles an hour. And so it is very much like that scene in Austin Powers where he's going to get run over by a steamroller that is coming at him very slowly. And he's just standing there going, because, it's just like, there's plenty of time to get out of the way. You have plenty of time to get out of the way before these hurricanes. So I'm listening to Fatty's hurricane coverage. Now, he didn't ask me. An expert, by the way. An expert. A Floridian, a native Floridian. I hereby declare myself an expert in hurricanes. He never once called me and asked me my thoughts and whether he should evacuate.
Daniel, should I evacuate?
Should I evacuate? And I would have told him, no, absolutely not. You're not going to evacuate. Fuck that shit. Because here's what happens, right? The first hurricane of the season. And this applies to all of the Gulf Coast states, or all of the eastern southern states. The first hurricane of the season, when it looks like it's going to come towards your state, like, let's say the 5-day forecast, which, by the way, is never right. But it's like, if it looks like the 5-day forecast, if it looks like you're in the target for the first hurricane of the season, they will shut down everything 3 days in advance. The governor will go on TV and will tell everyone to evacuate. They'll reverse the interstates going the opposite direction. They'll, like, go to 24-hour-a-day news coverage on all the local stations. Like, they'll preempt all network programming. It'll just be local television stations doing their chitter-chat stuff back and forth with all these reporters standing in these stupid-looking raincoats all out at different locations so that they can tell you when the storm is going to arrive. That is the first hurricane of the season. And inevitably what happens is that the hurricane changes course. There is no event that happens. They send the reporters further away to wherever the actual rain is going to happen. So at least you get that, payoff where you actually get to see the reporters get wet in the rain. But
now, Haiti got a lot of damage.
It did, but that's Haiti, right? It's like we're talking about the U.S. states where they actually, like, you know, where the governor tells people to evacuate and blah, blah, blah. So, like, when Nikki Haley got on TV and told everyone to leave South Carolina, right, it was way early and it was just a stupid thing to do. Of course, it misses the state. And then what happens is another hurricane will come on a couple of weeks later and it will target the state. And this time they'll be like, no, I'm not going to. And then they'll wait. And then let's say the two-day forecast has it still coming towards them. Then again, all right, everyone, get your stuff and move out. Everyone needs to move. Everyone needs to evacuate. And they move everyone out. And then that one misses. And then the third hurricane comes and they're just like, oh, hell no. Fuck you. No, we're taking enough days off work. We're not going to do it. And that always is the one that hits. That is always the one that hits and knocks over power lines and trees and everything. And you end up with more death and damage from the one that they ignored. And so there's this thing that every Floridian knows, which is a day before the storm is when you make your decision. You don't make your decision 4 days before the storm or 5 days or 3 days or two. A day before the storm is when you make that decision of whether you stay or go. If you're going to go, you go. If you're going to stay, you board up the windows and you stay. Most people that die in hurricanes die from storm surge, and they die from stupid things like going outside and getting electrocuted from a down power line or something. It's like, almost nobody dies from the winds in a hurricane because people aren't outside where they would get hit by debris during the winds. So it's kind of one of those things, like, as long in Florida, when you buy a house, it's like all over your papers or what the elevation of your house is. That's always important to know what the elevation of your house is. Are you in a flood zone? Is your house above, you know, on high ground? And that's it. It's like, if you're on high ground, you just stay where you are. Just stay where you are. You don't go outside. Blah, blah, blah. But it was a huge flashback, Adam, this flashback of hurricane coverage, listening to Fatty talk about this.
But apparently he met a lot of neighbors as a result of this and got some really good cooking, some vichyssoise. And, okay.
Yeah, I'm so bored. I didn't have anything to do. It's just like, here's an idea. Listen to a podcast, Fatty.
When is the last time you heard of the dish vichyssoise? Mm-hmm. That's like something from the 40s.
No,
or something.
It's cold potato soup.
Now I could see Tim in Alaska, you know, putting a picture on Facebook and saying, here's the fresh vichyssoise that I made. And I grew the potatoes in the backyard and milked the cow for the milk.
It's Alaska, he would have grown them hydroponically in the basement or something.
Well, possibly.
But apparently the vichyssoise was delicious.
Yeah. Hi guys. I'm T. Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Soapy star Larkin Malloy, and at 62, starred in Edge of Night and All My Children. Okay, bye.
Did you understand any of those words?
Larkin Malloy, star of All My Children? No, I didn't. I had to Google. Let me tell you something. Any RT Cruiser call, I have to Google, and usually it is a test of my Google skills because I don't understand the name. So then I understood All My Children. So I had to Google, like, All My Children actress dies, and then hope that there's some news story, you know, about it. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he was saying. Anyway, it was Larkin Malloy.
So yes, no?
Sure. It was an actress. I mean, sure. I don't want sure. So I have had, I know you guys like to hear about my, you know, my animal and my pestilence.
Your pestilence
down here in the state of Arkansas.
Pestilence?
And you know, we're still having water issues, but I'm not going to keep talking about that. The plumber has come out and said there's basically nothing else he can do. Literally, now the water gets hot and stays hot for about 2 minutes. So if you don't take if you take anything longer than a 2-minute shower, the pump is so weak, it takes like another 30 minutes for it to get another teaspoon of hot water to the master bathroom. But whatever, you know, whatever. There's nothing else I can do short of making them rip down the walls and like replumb the whole place, which they're not going to do. So I'm going to start like, you know, boiling water on the stove and like bringing it in and, you know, rigging something.
Well, you guys are very like hashtag 1%. Why don't you like have people draw baths for you? Can't you hire like maids to come in and like draw your bath?
There wouldn't
in the
be enough. They would literally have to boil the water and pour it into the tub.
Yeah, well, that's how they used to do it.
Anyway, so, but my most recent thing, and this is, it's a beautiful condo And again, this is a testament to how what kind of person I am. I go for the looks of things.
Yeah, Lamont Cranston in the chat room wants to know how long is your lease?
2 years.
You know what I would do? All right, so Lamont Cranston says he would move. You know what I would do? I would literally just buy a water heater. I would literally buy a hot water heater. They're only a couple hundred dollars. It's like I would just buy a hot water heater and just have them put it in. I would pay to have someone put it in.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the water heater. The plumbing is made to have this pump shoot the hot water through the house, and the pump is not working or something. I don't know.
This makes no sense to me. It's like water pipes just work off constant pressure. So it's just like, to me, it's just like, just make a hot water. It's like, just go back to the old way. Just go to the standard hot water heater, standard pipes.
It is a standard hot water heater, but if you turn the pump off, you get no hot water.
This makes no sense.
The only way you, well, I'm sorry, I'm not a plumber, but I can tell you.
Great.
It's true. So anyway, regardless of that, most recently, and what I was saying is, I'm a person that goes off of looks. So I buy cars off of looks. I decide what I'm going to rent based on how it looks. It looks great. And this next thing is not really, I mean, it's no big deal, but I just find it amusing. So now we're walking around, and we walk around every day, and we see these big, you know what a wolf spider is?
I do not.
Well, you can Google it, but they're big, menacing-looking, tarantula-esque-looking, big old huge spiders. But they're not poisonous. They just look scary.
Okay.
But when we cleaned for the party, I found there were wolf spiders just in every corner, all over the place, living. And then, you know, every day we see one or two wolf spiders like crawling along something, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other day, and I'm always afraid, you know, did you know that, Daniel, when you sleep, bugs sometimes crawl into your mouth? There are like YouTube videos and other things of this. This happens. There are bugs that will crawl into your mouth while you're asleep.
Yeah. What do they do?
I don't know. They have parties. But I'm afraid, like, it ooks me out. I don't like spiders. I mean, I'd rather have spiders than mice. I do not want to see another mouse.
I'd rather have a spider than a mouse in my house. Yes?
The other day I come in and I go into the master bathroom where there's probably no hot water.
Where there's no hot water, yes.
And I'm just going to pee. I'm here at lunch.
We don't need hot water to pee.
And there is this massive wolf spider, a living wolf spider on the floor.
A living wolf spider on the floor.
A living wolf spider.
Well, I declare, there's a living wolf spider on my floor.
And I step on it.
Oh.
First of all, it was so big that it squished all this white stuff.
No, it did. Right? You step on it on purpose? Like that was you?
Yeah,
like you,
I'm killing them. I'm not letting them live.
You know what? If it's that big, it's not going in your mouth.
It's a spider. Then, no, Daniel, here's what happened. I lift up my shoe.
Yeah.
And all of these hundreds of little baby spiders.
Oh, it was a mother. You killed the mother spider.
Crawling all over the place. And I'm stomping all over the place, like trying to get all these little baby. Because I'm like, no, you're going to turn into big, huge wolf spiders that are going to be
still,
in my
corners you still
and crawl into my mouth.
Are you still peeing while you're doing this? Are you currently like spraying the wall with urine as you're like dancing around?
No, I had not peed yet. I was taking care of the spider first. And so now I'm debating, okay, do I file a maintenance request and tell them to have a pest control person come out? Or do I need to just pay for someone to come? I don't even know. So I think I'm gonna like just file a maintenance and say, hey, is this something that you guys pay for? Because I know some places when you rent, if you want pest control, that's your responsibility. And some places they will do it. I mean, there's no law that says they have to pay for pest control. But I think I need to have someone come out and just spray for bugs. You know, so I don't have to worry about spiders crawling into my nostril or something.
Jesus Christ.
Can't you
just get a cat?
Do they eat spiders?
Cats eat all bugs. That's what cats do. They like bugs.
I think Sydney was eating some of them because she rarely eats her food anymore. She's that or she's anorexic.
No, you keep putting those damn bows in her head. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser.
Oh dear God.
Celebrity Death Phone. Singer-songwriter, Rod Temperton. dead at 66. You might have heard of some of his little ditties, including Michael Jackson's Thriller and Rock With You. Okay, bye.
Okay, Rod Tepperson. Yes, no?
You can decide one. What do you think?
All right.
Okay. That was Daniel's decision.
Oh, hold on. Oh, I hope it's not. I hope it's not RT Cruiser.
Yeah, hi guys. Oh, dear God. For the celebrity death phone, Australian actor and comedian, Ross Higgins, dead.
All right. Yeah, it's Australian.
Oh, Australian.
Yeah,
sorry.
It was like a give off there. It's just like.
Oh, that one, by the way, I don't know who it is. Just play back the beginning of that and tell me the name he's saying. Just, I Googled it. I could not. I don't know what he said.
Yeah,
Ross
guys,
something.
For the celebrity death phone, Australian actor and comedian Ross Higgins, dead at 86.
Ross Higgins? Maybe?
I don't know. I do not know. I couldn't find. Now that I didn't even, when I, the first three times I listened to it, I didn't even.
Wow.
I don't know.
All right. So, yeah. Well, you know what? You just get some, I would get some bug people. If I recall correctly, when I had a house, bug people aren't expensive.
No, they're not bad.
It's like a monthly thing that they come out and they spray your house and your yard.
Yeah. So that's, that's it.
Because they have like this big truck of chemicals. They just like come out and spray it. And
right. But you have to remove your animals.
No, you don't. They use animal friendly stuff. But it's like, so they spray the yard and you can't let your dog out on the yard for like several hours until it's dry. But inside the house, they use a different stuff around the baseboards and stuff that is not toxic to animals.
I have a doggy door, so that still means I'd have to take Sydney
to
my parents'
house.
Just
lock the doggy door for a few hours.
Regardless.
Wow. You, sir, are just...
it's a pain in the butt.
I don't know if you saw the picture that I posted from lunch today, Adam.
Yeah, you had some ramen.
I had ramen.
Or pho. Pho.
No, you know what? They served pho at the... this is the noodle bar in downtown New Haven. They served pho, which I've never had. By the way, my favorite line ever was from Modern Family was when Cam like told Lily, "No, honey, it's pronounced pho." She's like, "You yell at me when I say that word." Anyway, it's a pho. Anyway, so I had ramen, Adam. I know that was it's your favorite thing, and
I love it.
It was just thought that now our waiter's name was Daniel, and cute guy, but he kept calling it pho. So, yeah, it's pho, right?
Well, you could have faux pho.
No.
one that pretends to be pho, but isn't really.
But it's just noodle bar. I didn't, our noodle bars, apparently they're hipster or something, because it was just like, this place was so busy. And it's like, this is like.
They are. They're very in right now.
And so it's like, and I'm looking at the drink. This is the tip off. This is how you know a place is a fucking hipster place. Because you go.
They don't have Coke products.
They do not have diet Coke products. It's like,
anything.
So it's like, no, they had Mexican Coke and Mexican Sprite.
Yeah.
Because those are fucking hipsters. Oh, yeah, with the cane sugar. Because, they're so much better with the cane sugar. And then they have flavored tea. I don't mind them drinking their stupid, Mexican sodas. That's fine. I don't care about that. And we're just like, but at least give me some alternative that isn't flavored. I just want tea. I just want iced tea. I don't want flavored tea. I don't want some kind of fake fucking peach flavoring in it or pomegranate or raspberry. Or just regular fucking tea. And but they had black tea on the menu. I was like, well, can I just get the black tea? And he's like, oh, that's hot tea. I'm like, well, can you bring me a glass of ice?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to shock you, but hot tea becomes iced tea by adding ice to it.
Well, and you are in the North, and iced tea is less common in the North. I don't know if that's still the case, but it used to be. Anytime you saw tea on a menu, it was always hot tea. So, I don't know. Down south, if you see tea, it's usually iced tea.
So I'd never, but you know what, Adam? I'd never had ramen before.
And what did you think?
I don't know what your deal was. I don't know why you wouldn't like it. It was like, the one that I had pork belly in it. It had pork belly and scallions. There was no seafood in it whatsoever. It had pork, and I like seafood, so I wasn't like trying to avoid that. It was like, it was pork belly and an egg and scallions and then the ramen noodles and then like a spicy sauce. A spicy broth.
What was the broth?
I don't know, because it's all those fake words. And by fake words, I mean foreign.
All those
foreign words.
Well, if it was like dashi broth,
no, it wasn't
or miso.
No, it wasn't dashi
or whatever.
Or miso. It was. It started with a T. It was like tachiaka.
tiramisu broth?
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, Adam, it was tiramisu sauce. Exactly. It was tiramisu. It was basically, it was an espresso based sauce.
Okay. I will say this. I love noodles. I love noodles. And in fact, ramen noodles are probably my favorite kind of noodle. But generally at those ramen places, the broth I don't like. And the other thing is I'm not a fan of clear soups. Like, I don't like broth-based soups. Like, if I eat soup, I want, like, a either a tomato-based sort of thing, like a tomato bisque, or I like a creamy soup, a potato soup.
Yeah, no, I like the butter, the butternut squash soup at Panera Bread is really good.
Yeah, yeah, or that. Creamy consistency. I don't like a clear broth soup. I never liked chicken noodle soup. Like, and so the fact that they put weird stuff in the broth to begin with, and the fact that I don't like clear broth soups, I'm just not a huge fan. Now, if they just brought me the noodles with the pork belly on top of it, fine.
Yeah, they probably would do that. You could probably ask them.
And that's what I ended up ordering, a noodle dish instead of ramen. And it was good.
Let's just get through this. Hello.
Yeah, this is Daddy Dave calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. Juanita Barlett. Actually, better known as Sarah Hunley, who played Juanita Barlett from Sordid Lies, has died. Aww. Dad, like my respect for It's All About Me, Dad.
Before you give him that.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Did she really die?
I don't know. Sarah Hunley.
Hunley. H-U-N-L-E-Y. Because I cannot find anything about this actress dying. Like, when you look her up, it doesn't list that there's a death date. I don't think.
Sarah Hunley.
Oh, it does. I'm wrong. Yeah. She did die.
Sarah Hunley.
Yeah, she died.
Okay, great.
Sorry there. She's when dead. I looked earlier, She's I couldn't dead. Find it, but IMDb does list a death date.
There you go.
What is of it? October 5th, 2016.
There you go. There's no news stories about it, which is sad.
So there you go.
There you go.
Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day, Sarah Hunley. You're dead. You're dead to us. dead. I don't even know what the fuck I'm trying to say anymore. Adam.
Yes.
Oh, the hipster place. I was going to make a point with the hipster place and his death phone. Like, so speaking of hipster places, did you watch Survivor last night?
I have not yet watched it.
Let me say this. Four seasons.
You want me to tell you why? Can I tell you why?
Does it involve you killing spiders?
No.
Okay, then what?
Because I guess I can never pick a good cable service. I decided to go with DirecTV because it was cheaper and we got more channels and stuff. Well, I thought they had solved all the problems that happen when there are storms.
Oh, no.
But apparently not. And so our DVR last night was on the, our cable was on the fritz because we got really heavy rain last night.
Wow.
And I couldn't watch Survivor because half of it was cut out because of the storm. And the on-demand wasn't available yet. Wow. So, there you go.
Let me say this. This is Survivor. Survivor has been around for 34th or 33rd season of Survivor?
Something like that. Sure.
I've said this before. I'll say this again. I am so amazed that this show is still so great on every level. It's just like this season, it's like the fourth episode of this season. Again, I'm on the edge of my fucking seat. I'm totally engrossed in this thing. It's just like the compelling characters, amazing challenges, gorgeous scenery. It's just like this, I mean, this show is amazing this season. If you're not—
We should start a Survivor recap.
If you're not watching Survivor, if you're one of those people who's like, oh, I hate reality shows, oh, they're all a bunch of bullshit, just do yourself a favor, watch this episode, this season of Survivor. It is so good. It's just like, there's been, in their 34 seasons, there have been some dogs. There have been some seasons that were like, eh, eh. But by and large, most of those 34 seasons have been great, if not excellent. This one is amazing. This is like, this falls into one of those categories of like, oh my God, this is an amazing, this is great. I love this season. So only four episodes in. Amazing episode. So you have that to look forward to.
I'm a fan of Survivor, but I like reality TV because I like light fare that I can watch and not have to follow a story necessarily. And, you know, I don't know. I'm a fan of reality TV. Not anything like The Real Housewives of like
St. Louis
or anything like that, or the Kardashians. But any of the like contest based reality shows, I love.
So I had this written down on my thing. It's just real quick. Big Fatty was going on and on about this American Sign Language interpreter today on his show, and he was tickled. I'm tickled at how he made funny expressions on his face, and he just like he looked really over his. It's like it's a visual language. Now I don't know if you know this or not, Adam. I did take American Sign Language as my second language in college, so it's like I know a thing or three about American Sign Language.
You would do that.
That was,
I'm not going to take the...
That was my foreign language.
Oh, by the way, breaking news.
Yes.
I asked Bill if a C-flat exists.
I did too. Wait.
And he says, yes.
Wait, he texted both of us back and didn't acknowledge that he like, oh, you did it in the chat room. Okay, great.
Yeah. He says, yes, same as Be Natural, used in printed music.
Adam, this was something that happened in the pre-show. People listening to this show don't even know what we're talking about right now.
So I was correct, by the way. Just, you know, I know it was off the show, but... There you go.
Lamont Cranston in the chat room before the show asked, I was talking about C#, the programming language. He goes, when are they going to come out with C#? And I'm like, there is no C#.
And I said,
a C# is in fact a B.
It is, but there is a C#.
Really. And it's such a rare occasion that it would be written. Like for normal, everyday people that play an instrument.
How much sheet music have you written and read in your life or played something from versus how much have I? I mean, you did play trumpet, but come on. And you play keyboard, but I mean,
I played trumpet, I played piano, I played guitar.
How often do you drag the piano out?
I haven't, and just because I haven't done it recently doesn't mean I don't know how to read sheet music. Wow.
Moving right along.
No, Adam.
American Sign Language.
So he's making fun of this poor guy that's doing the American Sign Language. Now, here's the thing, Adam. Most interpreters that do government work, because this was like the interpreter for the governor. Most interpreters that do government work are not great interpreters. They are actually they try not to pull focus from the person that was speaking and everything. And most deaf people hate them or hate watching them because it would be akin to you listening to someone go, we need for you to evacuate out of the 2-block area of the, there's no tone to it, right? It's like in speech, it would be like listening to a Hillary Clinton speech. Which is just boring beyond fucking belief. And it's like, I'm Hillary Clinton and I am making a speech, right? And it's like, you compare her to Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden. These are amazing speech, you know, amazing orators, right? And Hillary Clinton just doesn't have it. She's just not a speaker. That is like a run of the mill. So what they teach you in American Sign Language is it's not just making signs, right? You have to convey emotion and interrogatives, and the punctuation and the meaning behind the words or the inflection of the words comes through in your facial expressions. Because as a deaf person is watching you, they're picking up on, you know, whether or not you're raising your eyebrows or lowering your eyebrows. You're like, so it's like it would be the difference between giving a performance, like a good actor giving a performance, and just someone just reading a piece of paper in a very monotone fashion. So it's like, so as much as, you know, Fatty wants to laugh at the guy doing it, the deaf people like appreciate that because that is closer to how they actually, you want to watch someone really get animated and sign, watch two deaf people signing to each other. It's just like, you'd swear to God they were pissed off at each other with like the way that they're just like gesticulating and moving, you know, and like scrunching their faces and everything like that. But that is how American Sign Language works. I hate to say it, it's because it seems kind of like, you know, obvious, but it's a visual language. So it's like you rely on all of your visual cues to do it. So shame on you, Fatty, for like laughing at the guy.
I listened to his entire show this morning and I don't remember him mentioning it.
Shame on you, Fatty, for laughing at the guy. That was doing a great job.
Maybe I was ordering my Chick-fil-A while he was talking.
Did they suggest something to you at the drive-thru?
No, they never do. I'm a fan. Except I don't like the way they say, when you say thank you, they say my pleasure. They never say you're welcome. They train them to say my pleasure. And for whatever reason, that just irritates me. So I don't know why.
Something irritates you? That's amazing. Yes, hello.
Hello. I have a deaf phone call for you.
Yes?
I'm Zach from Wisconsin.
Hi, Zach from Wisconsin.
I have been on vacation and just now caught up, and I haven't heard Atlanta rapper Shawty Low, S-H-A-W-T-Y. he is a rapper.
Yes.
I don't really listen to him. I only heard him in association with like B40, Birdman, Ludacris, Lil Wayne,
back
that kind of thing.
Wisconsin.
So,
yes.
He died September 21st.
Dear God.
So
dear God.
I don't know. I didn't hear him. So I thought I'd call him today.
Okay.
Well, since it's Zach,
here's the thing.
You should give it
here's
to
the thing.
Him.
Did he say Polenta rapper? I swear to God, he said Polenta rapper. He's like, what? Is he like? I'll say, hold on.
I have a death phone call for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Zach from Wisconsin. I have been on vacation and just now caught up, and I haven't heard.
Because they don't have
rapper.
You. You just stepped over what I was trying to get to there. Hold on.
And I haven't heard Polenta rapper.
See, Polenta rapper. It's what exactly is a Polenta rapper? He's just like, yo, it's grits, but it's got milk. I can't do raps.
I don't know. Yeah. He meant Atlanta, I think. But he said Atlanta at one point in his voicemail. But you know, Zach, they do podcasts still come out on vacation.
No, there's
so
a new thing. There's a new thing. You
I don't
can't
think
get
that's a
in during hurricanes and vacations. You cannot get podcasts. Is what I'm just in. This just in from the Dudes and Tit newsroom. Apparently, oh my God, we're going on so long about nothing. This is what happens when we skip a Sunday and switch.
No,
days.
You know the reason we're going on so long is because we have so many death phone calls, and you insist on getting them in during the discussion portion of the show.
The last one, Adam. Hello.
Hi, death phone call here. This is Zach from Wisconsin.
Oh, it's Zach!
Tommy Ford, actor from the show, the 90s show Martin, has died today. I mean, was he a scammer? Was he a pimp?
Tommy Ford.
We don't know, but we do know he didn't work.
And he's dead.
But Tommy Ford died today. All right.
He's dead.
Yay!
There you go. Thank you.
And by the way, I don't want to talk about anything else that's on my list, so... I'm done. Congratulations, Zach.
I like how you just unilaterally like, I don't want to talk about anything else that's on my list. I'm done.
I am.
I'm just done. News game. It's time for a news game. It's a news game. What headlines will he read? It is the news game, ladies and gentlemen. It's the segment of the show where Adam will read three, count them, 1, 2, 3, headlines, two of which are completely and utterly balderdash. They might as well be spoken by Donald Trump. But it'll be my job to use my incredible deductive skills to shut down the music in the middle of me talking. I was trying to... This fucking Thursday is what it is.
Thursday.
I was closing windows, like trying to like clean up space to get over to the birthday thing, and then I closed the thing that was
News game. It's time for a news game. It's a news game.
And that's a C sharp right there, Adam. Or C flat right there.
C flat, yeah.
Anyway, it'll be my job to use my incredible deductive powers to figure out which one of the headlines is in fact real of the three. Adam, what is our first headline?
Okay, our headlines are, number one, police shot white coal miner 5 times thinking he was black.
I don't know why I find that amusing. Okay.
Headline number two. McDonald's employee accused of smuggling 80 pounds of McNuggets in his anus.
Wait, all at once or in multiple trips?
I cannot answer questions about the story in question. These are headlines.
Yes. Okay.
Number three. Hillary Clinton buys Weather Channel ads during Hurricane Matthew.
All right. All right, so... I'm going to go with... our choices are the white coal miner was shot 5 times by police...
Yeah,
because they thought he was black.
Correct.
Because he was covered with soot. I'm assuming.
Number two, a McDonald's employee smuggled out 80 pounds of chicken McNuggets in his anus. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, 80 pounds is a hell of a lot. That's like, it's a small child.
Well, you've met some bottoms.
I wasn't going to go there, but bless you for doing so. All right. And then finally, Hillary Clinton bought ad time on the Weather Channel during Hurricane Matthew. All right, Adam, I'm going to go with the final one because, you know, Florida is a state in which she is, you know, she needs to win. And still, even though she's up a bit, it is still, you know, it's Florida. It's fucking Florida. In fact, she was just down there this week with Al Gore trying to reach the millennials because nothing speaks to millennials like Al Gore because that's the way to go there.
Global warming.
Yeah, but still, Al Gore is just like...
And the internet.
Yeah.
You know, he did invent the internet, Daniel. Al Gore invented these inner tubes that we are talking over right now.
I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to go with that. Hillary Clinton bought ad space on the Weather Channel, which, by the way, I think is a good move, right? Because you've got a captive audience. That's a good move. I'm going to go with that. Adam.
Do you want me to tell you?
Adam, I want you to tell me one of the fake headlines.
All right. Police shot white coal miner five times thinking he was black.
Yeah, see, I kind of thought that was... All right, so now we're down to the McDonald's again. You know what? If it had been 8 pounds, I would be more inclined to believe it. 80 pounds in his anus. Hey, you know it's not even factually correct. It would be in his colon. It wouldn't actually be in his anus. Anyway, Adam, which is the real headline?
Are you smuggling them at that point, or have you eaten them?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, what?
You're just eating them rectally.
You know, if you drink rectally, you get drunk faster.
Rectum, hell, it damn near killed him. Yes.
So, yeah, the true story, Daniel, is, of course, Hillary Clinton buys Weather Channel ads during Hurricane Matthew. It's been really hard to find true stories that sound fake recently. I'm sorry. On October... Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to wait.
You are. You have to wait for the big... now, from the award-winning Dubious Intent newsroom, here is news director Adam Burns. Wait for it.
On October 5th, 2016, Politico reported that presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton had been edged out of the news cycle in the final weeks leading up to the November 2016 election by Hurricane Matthew, which, at the time the story was posted, was headed into Florida as a powerful Category 4 storm. The story, citing an unnamed source monitoring TV ad buys, also reported that the Clinton campaign had spent $63,000 for ad time on the Weather Channel to coincide with the brunt of the hurricanes hitting Florida. The Politico piece dwelt chiefly on how the two candidates would grapple with being shouldered out of the news coverage by Hurricane Matthew and discussed the gamble Clinton was taking by buying ads during the storm at the risk of being seen as crass. Opponents seized on the story to cast her in just that light.
Okay.
After political blogs and commentators attacked Clinton for, quote, capitalizing on the pending disaster, the Clinton campaign released a statement to the media saying that the Weather Channel buy was a very small portion of their advertising outlay. After the hurricane pummeled
Cuba... Are you
going to
read the entire article?
No, that's...
Okay, great.
But they eventually pulled their ads.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yeah!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish.
dubious intent. The birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue for somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room, which I think we put everyone in the chat room to sleep, so I don't think anyone's going to be helping me there. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening?
All right. Our first musical cue comes to us from the YouTube.
From the GooTubes.
And here it is.
It's hard to remember how it felt before. Now I found the love of my life. Passes things get
someone loves to like to lean into a voice there. I don't know who this is.
Well, I have a second one.
Now, is this the artist or is this a theme song to something?
I don't usually give hints. It's the artist.
Okay. Oh. See, I should know who this is. Is this... Oh, wait, didn't I get bit by this before? Is this No Doubt?
This is No Doubt.
So the lead singer of No Doubt is it Pink?
Really?
No, who's... I don't... who's the lead singer of No Doubt?
I can't tell.
Well,
you that.
I'm not going to get it. That's who it is. That is the lead singer of No Doubt.
Well, you don't know the name, so that's a. Lead singer of No Doubt is the girlfriend of Blake Shelton right now. It's Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
You know what, people? Gwen people, Stefani. Leave me alone. I don't know these people.
It's 47 years old.
She's a youngster. I don't know her.
All right, here's our next one.
A youngster. And it's I catch a grenade for ya. Throw my head on a blade for ya. I jump in front of a tree for ya. You know I'd do anything. Let me ask you this question. Was he in the Super Bowl?
He has been in a Super Bowl. You might recognize this song more, maybe.
Yeah. I know this guy. I can't think of his name.
Oh.
He was. He did the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Ow!
Hot damn.
Yeah, exactly. What is his name? Oh, I know him. I just can't think of his name, Adam.
Hot damn.
He's the guy from the Super Bowl halftime.
You know he's Filipino?
Yeah, exactly.
Or partially Filipino.
I can't think of his name.
It's, all right, it's Bruno.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, correct. Bruno Mars is 31 years old.
Well, thank you, Steelers fan. He has been in more than one Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, here is our next one. Boom, 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 boom.
Bang, bang, bang. Jesus Christ. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. How, 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 how.
this is like an all music version of the birthdays this week.
What do you mean? It's always music.
No, usually it's television theme songs or movie theme songs.
This is
a television theme song. Yeah. Do you have a secondary one? Because I don't know who would have been in that. What was that? Never mind.
I do.
Wait, so what was the first one? All right, so this is the theme to Quantum Leap.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So in Quantum Leap, which was a marginally ensemble show, it had Dean Stockwell and Scott Bakula in it, but I'm trying to think what that first one was. The how, 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 how. What was that? I don't recognize that as a Scott Bakula joint, so I'm wondering if...
Well, I have one more theme song. Right,
give me one.
Do you want it?
Yeah, give me one more. Okay, fine. It's Scott Bakula. It's just like, what was the first one? So it's definitely Scott Bakula, but what was the first one?
NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, see, I don't watch
it's
those.
It's a current show.
I know, I don't watch the procedurals like you do.
With Scott Bakula, yeah. And that theme song is Enterprise.
Scott Bakula. How old is Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula? Glad you asked, Daniel. Scott Bakula is 62 years old.
He's a youngster. He's a youngster.
Well, he's 2 years older than Fatty. And Auntie Vera.
He's 7 years younger than me.
All right, here we go.
The biggest names in movies. The biggest names in music.
Hi, everybody.
And you.
Okay, this is the intro to Extra. Am I going for the person talking here?
You are.
It's Mario Lopez.
It is Mario Lopez. Yeah, Mario Lopez, who I... This was the other one I had.
Really? He was in Golden Girls?
He was in one episode. He played this little Hispanic boy who...
Wait, let me get this right. Mario Lopez played a Hispanic boy. That is amazing, yeah. Adam. That is a stretch.
Dorothy was tutoring him, and
he stole things from her. Did he steal things from her?
He did, but he got deported. He did.
Holy gold.
All right. Anyway, he's 43 years old and still hot.
I mean, still
hot, I might add. Yeah.
I'm 43. Yes. I'm still hot.
That's true. Well, a lot of still hot people at the age of 43.
Did he mow her lawn? Lamont Cranston wants to know. Did he show up at the door? Hey, Mrs. Dorothy, yeah. I've mowed your lawn. Is it okay if I run the leaf blower? I know your mother is asleep. Is that ice? Ice has come for me.
It was something like that, but she was tutoring him. All right.
And then Donald Trump was on that episode. He's like, we're going to build a wall.
Now, another hit from the GAC Classic Vault.
Okay. Well, I was up all night wondering what to do. Am I going for the singer or am I going for the announcer?
But it's a little too late. You're going for the singer. It's a little too late.
And you know, I don't do well with country.
But it's a little too late to do the right thing now.
Is this a man or a woman?
It's a woman. It's a woman. I have one more song. Okay. She must smoke a lot.
All right. Is this Carrie Underwood?
No.
Is this Reba McEntire?
It's not.
These are the only two country female singers that I know. Other than Dolly Parton, and this is not Dolly Parton.
This, Daniel.
Yes.
Is Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker. Not Tanya Tucker. Yeah. Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker. Tanya it's Tucker. Not Tanya Tucker. It's Tanya Tucker. Tanya Tucker. And she is 58 years old. All right. One last birthday.
The very last birthday.
And you'll know this one. You didn't know the singers. You thought that Pink was the lead vocalist for No Doubt. But you will know.
I'm getting so many emails from.
Be careful what you say because those words could be your last. Let's talk about that.
Oh,
that's all you need.
Oh, all right. So it's either Rhett or Link. Was it the?
It was the first.
It was the first
one
that's Rhett.
Talked.
Is Rhett? It's Rhett from Rhett and Link.
It is Rhett.
I don't remember Rhett's last
See
name.
There?
Rhett McLaughlin.
But yeah, no. See, I knew you would know that. You would know that with like 3 seconds worth of audio.
YouTube,
and yet,
YouTubers,
the lead singer from No Doubt is Pink. All right.
Well, those are the birthdays. Thank you very much, Adam. You know, by the way, looking over the Pride 48 website, we can say happy birthday to Randall and to Cindian. Happy birthday. I don't know who either of you are, but happy birthday. If you'd like to have your birthday listed on the Pride 48 website, make sure you go to the website, sign up for a free account, and click on the little box that says, yes, I'd like to have my birthday listed on the website.
We did it! Yeah! Yeah! 3, 2, 1!
Contact is the secret, is the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. It is the contact segment, the segment of the show where we read your voluminous emails and play your just hundreds and hundreds of voicemails that we get each and every week here on the Dubious Intent Experience. Oh, what? And we're running low on time? Okay, so we can only read two of them then from our voluminous emails. We can only read two of them.
Oh, and I hate that because that third one was so good. That's
great. But maybe next week we'll get to that one. All right, Adam, I know it's, you know what time it is?
Yes, I do. We're winning an award.
We are. We are the most awarded podcast on the Pride 48 Network, having enjoyed numerous awards, many of which I don't remember the title to because you deleted the episodes, things off of Trello before I had a chance to write them down. But I'm sure that I could go back in the old shows and listen to the numerous awards right off the bat. I know we won the Camper of the Year award. I won the Vague Award, the Podcast of the Year Award. It's all just hundreds of awards. Adam, this week we're being honored with the Boyfie of the Year Award. That's right. The annual Boyfie of the Year Award is awarded to the Caucasian man who most epitomized the qualities desired by a Gaysian boyfriend. Despite his aversion to seafood, this year's recipient has demonstrated the following desirable qualities. Employability. He maintained a professional, high-paying job, even got a promotion and a raise. Generosity. He provided several trips, including a visit to three Hawaiian islands. Cultural sensitivity. He modified his famous peach cobbler recipe to include mango in a nod to his boyfriend's cultural heritage. And acceptance. To accommodate his boyfriend's hundreds of friends, he rented scuff-proof chairs for his boyfriend's recent birthday party. And attractiveness, often mistaken for Brent Corrigan, he is maintaining his enviable good looks well into his early middle age. And the winner of the 2016 Boyfie of the Year Award is... Adam Burns!
Oh, thank you, everyone.
Speech.
First, I want to thank the Lord Jesus. Actually... I always think that's so trite when people say that. I just went out and had hookers and blow last night. But tonight, I want to thank my Lord Jesus and all of my fans who make this possible. All the people who are behind me.
Yes, and in front of you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Well, there you go. Adam, congratulations on winning the yet another accolade to our very weighty belt of accolades that we have here on the Dubious Intent Experience. We have our second email that we're going to read now, literally we have hundreds of emails, but we can only get to two. This one comes in from our good friend Lamont Cranston, who says, hello, Adam and Daniel. Welcome to Thursday night. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was great. Thank you, Lamont, for that email. We really do appreciate it. I'm not sure if this will make it on your first Thursday show, but perhaps next week. Adam, I am listening to back episodes of Geeky Gay. What happened to the gay Mexican divorcee?
I don't know who that is.
I know.
So you're going to have to, tell me.
Apparently this is somebody went on a date with, because I know Mittens came into the picture at some point, but I am curious about the man who could hook up with anyone but freaked at the idea of you playing with other bananas and melons.
I do not remember. Now, granted, I have, air quotes, gone out on dates with hundreds of gentlemen
callers, yes.
So I can't remember all of them. I don't know who you're talking about. So I really...
If he went and he's listening to back episodes of Geeky Gay, so it must be on your show, on the Geeky Gay show. You should probably...
I'm sure it is, but you know.
Also, I may be totally in left field here, but when you were on the Adam and Maddie show, weren't you an insurance estimator or adjuster or something and a clerk at America's Wicker and Rattan Land? How did you go from those positions to a one percenter? What happened during your hiatus between shows? I need to do this. Thanks, Lamont Cranston.
I've always been into computers and always done programming and stuff as a hobby. And I did get a minor in computer science when I was in school, because I was halfway through, I was a music major. I decided I wanted to do computers. The only reason that I was working for the insurance company is because when you work for a corporation like that, especially insurance companies, they will hire you with a degree and then train you. And I started in claims and underwriting specifically to get into their IT department, which I did. I got into their IT department about my fourth year. Yes.
This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Apparently, you talked about it a couple of times around episode number 30.
Did I? Okay. I'll have to look back at that because I have no idea who it was. Anyway, so I got into the IT department doing test automation for QA, and then worked my way up, and that's how I got a job at Walmart, also doing test automation.
Now, QA stands for Queers Anonymous, right?
No, quality assurance.
Oh, quality assurance. Oh.
And now I'm a technical expert in the field of test automation and quality engineering.
You know, I had, for the very first time in my podcasting career, I had an Audacity crash the other night after the RuPaul Drag Race recap. We recorded about 2 hours. And as I was saving the project, it crashed. And I couldn't recover the project. It crashed, and when I relaunched, it's like, hey, there's this orphan project here. Do you want to recover it? I'm like, yes. And it came up with 2 hours of silence. So it's just like literally 2 hours of silence on the Audacity there. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
And so then I realized that the actual, you know, because Audacity saves its files every 6 or 7 seconds of audio in an AU format into the thing. So it's like, I wrote a program that reconstructed all of that, Adam.
I know, you told me.
Would you have been able to do that in your...
I would have been able to do that. I would have.
No, you wouldn't. I demand that you write... I'm going to send you the project. You write a program that's going to... Now, see, but I've already given you all the research, though. You already know that you have to look and figure out what the header is and, like, figure out where the data block starts. Yeah, I've already given you...
Well,
all the hard work.
I know, but, I mean, I wouldn't use C#, which is probably what you used, but I would use Java... or something like that, because that's what I'm using currently. Anyway, I just want to make the point that my goal was always to get into
what was
IT.
Why did I even say that? What, there was something that you said that made me think about that I should...
Because you just wanted to prove better than me.
No, I'm not better than you, Adam. I'm just different than you.
That's a nicer way of saying... Better.
No, it's not. We have different jobs. I'm a programmer. I do different things than you do. That's all.
That's true. You do. No, but anyway, my goal was always to get into IT. And my original goal was to be a developer. And but I've done so well in the field that I'm in. And at this point, it doesn't even make sense for me to go over to the developer side because I wouldn't even be writing code at the level that I'm at. So it doesn't really make sense to transition over because... I have a lot of knowledge in what I do. And yeah, so that's how I got there. And I wouldn't say I'm a one percenter, but.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Of the story.
Well, thank you, Lamont. We do appreciate your voicemail. If you would like to send us an email, well, we'll do that at the end of the show.
3, 2, 1.
We'll do that at the end of the show. I don't know why I was even going
that's
to that.
That's true.
It's like we moved to Thursdays and I completely forgot.
You forget that at the end of the show.
I do. It's like, I don't know what anything's anymore. I'm completely befuddled and confused. I'm like Fatty walking around Fat Acres, just like going, what? Who am I? What am I doing here? Wait, what are we listening to? Doobies and Dents, written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. God, this was a rough one.
You know, the photo I chose for the website for 213, I think that guy is hot.
But
I mean, that's why I chose.
But what does that have to do with him? What are we listening to? What does that have to do with...
He's listening to earphones.
Oh,
headphones,
so in your imaginary world, he's listening to our show while he's working out.
He could be, or anything,
like while he's pumping weights, he's like, one, Adam is so hot. Two, Adam.
Exactly.
Adam. Three.
And he's wearing a backwards baseball cap.
Oh, there you go.
He could be my twin.
He looks exactly like you, Adam. That's what it is. Well, thank you guys for our first Thursday show. I'm sorry. Hey, we'll get better at this because you know apparently this is our first time. Good night, David.
Good night, Chet.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.